The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading of the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Herod the Tetrarch heard of the reputation of Jesus and said to his servants, "This man is John the Baptist. He has been raised to the dead, that is why mighty powers are at work with him." Now Herod had arrested John, bound him, and put him in prison, on account of Herodias, the wife of his brother Philip. For John had said to him, "It is not lawful for you to have her." Although he wanted to kill him, he feared the people, for they regarded him as a prophet. But at a birthday celebration for Herod, the daughter of Herodias performed a dance before the guests and delighted Herod so much, they swore to give her whatever she might ask for. Prompted by her mother, she said, "Give me here on a platter the head of John the Baptist." The king was distressed because of his oaths, the guests who were present. He ordered that it be given. He had John beheaded in the prison. His head was brought in on a platter and given to the girl, who took it to her mother. His disciples came and took away the corpse and buried him, and they went and told Jesus. The Gospel of the Lord. My dear friends, it's often hard to speak the truth, is it not? Because when we speak the truth, sometimes people aren't going to be open to us. And what a great example we have in St. John the Baptist, who was never afraid to preach the gospel of Jesus, because he knew Christ represented absolute truth. So I encourage all of us this morning to not be afraid in our faith journey. It's going to be times where people don't like us because we are a Christian. There are going to be times where maybe people misunderstand us. And our faith is telling us this morning to be courageous and to not be afraid. We're so blessed to have the examples of the saints in our lives, men and women just like you and I, who had their struggles, their strengths, their human weaknesses. But what distinguishes the saints from all else is they were never afraid to follow Jesus. And even if they were afraid, they continued to say yes on a daily basis. So my dear friends, as I always say, John the Baptist was the original council culture. They tried to silence him. So be not afraid. And remember, Jesus walks with us always. So let's pray that for the strength right now to be courageous in our faith, and that we'll never be afraid to bring Jesus Christ to one another.